The Zone, How to Get in It and Stay in It. Written and narrated by Tom Evans. Chapter 1, About the Zone. The Zone is a magical space where we are super creative and super productive. Our performances are effortless when we are in it. Our creative output is perfection itself when we are in the zone. We all love watching our sports women and men, or our favourite singer or band, when they are on the top of their game and on fire. We feel for them if they are off form. Just imagine in business, what it'd be like if clients just find you just when you need them. When you are in the zone, times of hardship and struggle fast become a distant memory. In our personal lives, when you are in the zone, you tend to be surrounded by supportive friends and families. You also tend to form longer-lasting, more stable relationships. If you find yourself out of the zone, it can be a lonely place to be. You might wonder what you've done wrong to deserve your lot in life. When you're in the zone, however, by far the best aspect of being there is that it's nicely infectious. When you're in it, you cannot help but pull in those around you. The first part of this book explores how we perform when we make things happen when we inhabit the doing zones. These are zones where we're at our creative and productive peaks. By way of contrast, the second part of the book takes us on a journey into the danger zones. These are places we end up in from time to time when nothing goes right for us, despite our best efforts. We must beware when we find ourselves in these dark corners and cul-de-sacs, as our friends and colleagues can all too easily end up in there with us. The concluding section is a doorway into another world and a new way of being. Just imagine what your life might be like if you were permanently in the being zones. Imagine a world where everything happens magically and good fortune knocks at your door every day. At the end of each chapter in the doing and being zones, you'll find suggestions on zoning in still further. And at the end of each chapter in the danger zone, there's tips on zoning out as a route back to getting on an even keel. Zones, as you'll see, are what we make them. While they have walls and boundaries, they can also have doors and windows, so they can be open or closed. We can also form enlarged super zones from any number of zones. Such is the magic that unfolds when you enter the zone. Chapter 2, In the Zone. We all like to be in the zone. Everything happens so magically when we are there. We love it too when our sportswomen and men perform at their peak, when they are in that special place. They make it look so easy when they reach these lofty heights in their sport, such as their discipline, training, and natural propensity for their craft. When a golfer is on their game, they just know where the ball is going as soon as they take the backswing, or indeed, before they step up to take their shot. Footballers kind of know if they're going to score or miss a penalty when they spot the ball. The finalists in the 100 metres all know who is coming first and last before the gun goes off. Fates are sealed in the minds of the performers well before the performance itself takes place. Artists, musicians and writers just know when they are onto a good thing. When crafting their art, they enter a timeless place with a seamless connection to their muse. It is like another intelligence has taken control, and they are just the medium and channel for the imagery, soundscape, or words that are coming their way. Everything becomes effortless. Sometimes, too, it takes others to notice we're on fire, as we're so in the zone and everything else is defocused. It just feels natural to us until we find ourselves unwittingly out of the zone. So we know when we're in the zone, and we know when we're out of it, but where exactly is it? How do we find our way there? How do we know when we're in it? How can some people just get in it so easily? And when we're out of it, how do we get back in there? Sometimes a good place to start any such journey is a dictionary. The dictionary definitions tell us that a zone is a noun that describes places and regions with clearly defined edges and boundaries. A zone is defined as having a geographical or spatial nature. Note in passing that we can also use the word zone as a verb to zone something off. We can park in certain zones, and sometimes we get fined if we don't. Our brains get a little confused if we swap time zones too quickly. Frustratingly though, these definitions give us no clue at all as to the zone we get into when everything is flowing with ease and we're performing at our peak. They tell us little about how to zone in or when to zone out. This is because the zones we're in when we're on form are less tangible than this. For these somewhat mythical zones, there's no border control, and we can slip in and out of them without a passport. Neither is there a map telling us where this zone actually is and how to hope to even get there. It is this lack of any map that leads us to often not being aware we're in the zone until after we're in it or when we know we're out of it. This book is an attempt at crafting this map. Like all maps, it is only a model and a work in progress. Explorers who use it will find other places worth visiting and may even spot some errors. As the territory changes over time, the map will almost certainly need updating. In fact, we will also need more than one map, as there is not just one zone but many. We find that many of the zones also comprise of subzones. These are attributes, qualities, and shades that we can adopt when in a particular zone. At the same time, many of the zones are complementary and can be joined together to build bigger, more powerful zones. We can even take one of the danger zones and neutralize its effect by surrounding it with doing and being zones. This is, of course, analogous to what happens with real zones and territories. If we share a border with those who are belligerent, we may get absorbed into a hostile zone, which is potentially unhealthy for us. If we live in a small town where all the neighbors are friendly, the kindness and happiness spreads. When we work with people who are creative and entrepreneurial, we cannot help but to pick up on their energy. Zones are dynamic places with constantly changing edges. Like the cells in our body, they can replicate and grow healthily or mutate into less desirable forms. Like all living things, the zones we inhabit benefit from care and attention. Chapter 3. Out of the Zone. When we stray out of the zone, we may find we have wandered into the danger zones. These zones can suck us in when we are least aware. Once in, we can be stuck there for days, months, or even years. Some people spend a whole lifetime in one or more of the danger zones. These unfortunate souls are easy to spot. They're the naysayers who constantly worry or pour scorn on anything that is the least bit positive. Misfortune seems to visit their door more often than Lady Luck. They are quite often ill. Sometimes entry into the danger zones are triggered by an external event. Someone may have annoyed you at work or crossed a boundary. An accident or illness may have afflicted a family member. You may have been doing brilliantly in one of the doing zones when all the wheels came off. This can lead to all sorts of emotions like self-doubt, guilt, and anger. In each case, though, it is our reaction to the event, not the event itself, that causes us to be entrapped in a danger zone. While we may not be able to define or locate the zone, we can easily spot when we're out of it. For starters, our language gives it away. I am out of sorts. The world is against me today. I can't get out of the blocks this morning. I wish there were more hours in the day. This latter statement especially is such a telltale sign that things are not going our way. So when we're out of the zone, it appears that the world, the system, our colleagues at work, our friends and even our family are against us. We can become indignant and even angry. It's all too easy to end up in a downward spiral of depression and alienation. This makes it increasingly difficult to get back in the zone. Just imagine for a moment a time when everything was going swimmingly. You were on fire and unstoppable. Whatever you were doing at the time, you were focused on the task at hand and your mind was not occupied in self-absorption. Perhaps after the event, you were glowing with pride at what you'd done and achieved with such ease. If you think of a past conversation though, or daydream about making millions on the back of what you're working on, such mind wanderings will take you out of the zone. The best aspect of being in the zone is that when you're in it, you can't help but suck those around you into it too. We must be aware, as when we are in a danger zone, we adversely affect our friends, our family, and our colleagues. critics and journalists can exhibit this tendency. They hover like hungry vultures when celebrities encounter misfortune, looking for scraps to feed on and distribute to equally voracious readers. We possess an inner critic, which can be all too active at times. Our mind gets clouded in self-pity, causing in turn a lack of self-worth. When this happens, we are simply unable to perform at our best. The solution, though, is not as simple as snapping out of it. We know that time can heal rifts, but we often want a solution right away. How do we go about it? What we need is some perspective. This is not as simple as seeing the world as being a glass half full, as opposed to being a glass half empty. Of course we know there are many people worse off than us, and that we should be grateful for what we've got. But if someone tells you that, it can make the situation worse, not better. What we need is help to get back in the zone now. For starters, it helps to look at adversity and resistance from a different viewpoint. Look for what it teaches you about you and what you can learn from it. For example, if you work out how to get over the barrier that is stopping you, then you can turn such adversity into opportunity. You can write a book about what you've learned, start running workshops, and deliver personal mentoring to those similarly afflicted. You have been there and got the t-shirt, so you are well placed to help others. More simply, we can take such an adversity and see it as a sign that we're going about things the wrong way. When you get to the end of this book and enter the magic zone, it is my aim for readers to discover a much easier way to be, to do, to think, and to feel. So right now, if you're feeling out of the zone, the best thing you can do is say thank you. Thank whoever might be your God or just the universe for bringing this realization to your attention.